This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where do things stand right now in those efforts to get the ambulatory services up and running?
Yeah, we are moving forward, still progressing, making our way. It's taking longer than we would have anticipated, working our way through civil service and state approvals. So we are right now waiting for the civil service list to be processed. We do have over 30 applicants we know who have applied for the positions that we posted for, but they still need to be processed through civil service. Hopefully we'll have that, hopefully in the very near future. Then we'll look to do some background checks and interview for the positions. And then shortly after that, we'll be able to start our training. And within about a month or so after that, we'll get our people on the road. So it has taken longer than I had originally estimated. I know I said back in October we were looking for the early part of 2025, first month or two in 2025, that hasn't been able to be achieved. And so right now we're probably looking sometime in 2025, hopefully middle of the year.
What can you tell us about maybe some of the hiccups along the way that has pushed back this timeline a little bit?
Well, I don't know if there are any hiccups. It's just taking longer to get, take longer to get through the civil service process, to get everything. We got to have the people. We got to have the personnel to hire, before we can bring them on board. So the good news is that we have had a good reply to our request for when we posted the position, but it's just taking longer to work its way through civil service, which is out of our control. And hopefully we'll hear back soon and we can start our back. We got to do background checks on all these people still, as you can imagine. Like I'm saying, I'm anticipating probably sometime in the middle of 2025 having it up and running.
What can you tell us about the need for a municipal run, ambulatory service that you guys intend to run here at some point this year?
Well, the need is great, actually, all over. If you've anybody Googles ambulance corps, municipal ambulance corps, you'll see that more and more municipalities are looking to do it, not only in Western New York, but throughout the country. And it's just because the need from the private sector is being hard to be met by them. And it isn't their fault. I'm not blaming anybody. It's just that it's not most of these private companies are not, they have a high turnover rate across the country, 20-30% a year, I've been told. And because of that, we felt from an emergency services standpoint, to serve the residents of the town best, we'd be better off kind of piggybacking on what we did with our paramedics 50 years ago of bringing on an ambulance corps to service our residents and business owners. And we still think that's the best thing for them. And we anticipate other municipalities in New York State, in Western New York, to follow our lead over the next 4 or 5 years.
And what can you tell us about the resources that the town of Tonawanda has with this ambulatory service that the town will be running in terms of like ambulances, staff, and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, right now, we have purchased 4 ambulances. We had one donated generously by New York State through Assemblyman Conrad's efforts. So we had to acquire three ambulances. It cost us approximately $750,000 for those. And that money was bonded. And then we have, like I said, personnel. We're going to have about 20 EMTs we'll be bringing on board, along with some supervisors that will have to manage the staff. So it's a major capital investment, obviously, by the town. And we believe, due to the over 6,500 ambulance calls that are made here in the town a year, we believe the revenues will more than offset the expenses that are being projected.
Joe, anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on today?
I wish it was going along a lot quicker, you know, than it does. But like anything in government, it does take time. But the most important thing is that, you know, we're doing it the right way. And at the end of the day, our town will be better served.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.